How do fish float? And why even bother maintaining nutrient buoyancy? Swim bladders are a great evolutionary tool that fish have developed to sustain nutrient buoyancy. When fish uphold nutrient buoyancy, they do not expend energy to maintain their spot in the water column. This enables the fish to spend more energy elsewhere, such as with mating or trying to catch food to eat. Also, swim bladders allow for more skeletal muscles to be used for locomotion and allow for a higher degree of maneuverability. Isn't that great? First, let me define what a swim bladder is. It is an air-filled sac near the spinal cord that helps maintain buoyancy. There are two different types of swim bladders that fish can possess. The first is a phytostoma swim bladder, which is directly connected to the gut. Many of the ancestral telea, such as herring, possess this type of swim bladder. In order for this type of swim bladder to obtain air, the fish must go to the surface and swallow. Since the fish must go to the surface for its air, these fish cannot go deep in the water column, because the deeper the depth, the less oxygen there is available for the fish. The other type is a phytocystis swim bladder, where it is not connected to the gut. Anglerfish is an example of a fish with a phytocystis swim bladder. This type of swim bladder has a gas gland and a reet mirabola that fills the swim bladder up with gas. Due to the reet mirabola and the gas gland, fish with phytocystis swim bladders can go deeper in the water column. You would think that as fish descend in the water column and the pressure rises, the gases would escape from the swim bladder. This, of course, is not true, due to the fact that fish's swim bladders are surrounded by a layer of fat and guanine crystals. You may also ask yourself, how do fish get gases into their swim bladders in the first place? Fish actually raise the concentration of oxygen in their blood so it is higher than the swim bladder's concentration, causing oxygen to diffuse into the swim bladder. Overall, the evolution of the swim bladder has allowed fish to expand their niches and become more adaptable to changing environments. Now, don't you wish we all had swim bladders?